So today's Tanya, the 28th of Iyar, we are beginning Perek Nun Beis, chapter 52 of Tanya, and it's on page 784. The Alter Rebbe is concluding the comparison, the analogy between the neshama animating the body and the godliness that animates the world. Top of the page. Ukamei sheben nishmas ha'adam. And just as in the human soul, Ike gilui klolus hachayis hu b'mechin, the revelation of the essence of the body's life, the life that is available to the body from the neshama, that revelation is primarily in the brain. Chol hoivodim mekablim evakeach levad hameir lahem mimekei gilui hachayis shebemechin, and then all the organs, all the limbs receive their light and their power, meaning the general light that gives them life and their power that gives them their faculties, their properties. They receive all of this from the brain, and the brain is to them the origin of their life. In the same way, by way of analogy, the revelation of the general life that is available to the world, which gives life to the worlds and the creatures within those worlds, that general life force, which is the source of all life, is clothed and expressed primarily in the will, the chachma, the bina, the das of the Eibishter, and they are generally referred to as intellect or intelligence. So in the attributes of Chabad, of Atzilus, that's where the godliness that is available to creation is contained. Hein, hein. Now, the chachma bin adas and will of the Eibishter, they are meluboshim b'teira u'mitreseha. They are clothed or expressed in teira and in its mitzvahs. The gilui klolus hamshachazu, and this revelation of the general life force that is available to creation, hu moker hachayis asher ha'ilim es mikabu. That is the origin, the source of life that is eventually received by the world. Kol echad b'pratus, each world individually, according to its capacity, zak ha'oram mispashetes u'meira memakeze. And it's only a ray, a glow, that spreads from this origin of life, from this original condition of life, or of creation. A ray or a glow of that spreads through the different worlds. Just as the example used earlier of the sun and the rays that spread from the sun, that radiate from the sun. And also, similar to the way that energy is given from the neshama, from the brain, to the other parts of the bodies. Now this source of life, this origin for physical existence and for physical life, this is called the revealed world, because the essence of God remains concealed. But that which is available to the world, not that which actually comes to the world, but that which is available to the world, so it is the origin of life for the world, that's called the revealed world, a revealed state. Umatra Nisa, and in Kabbalah it is referred to as the queen, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king. The revealed world is called Matra Nisa, the queen. The Ima Tato is also called the lower level mother. Bina is the higher mother, while Malchus, which is the other feminine trait, is known as the lower mother, the lesser mother, and it is also called Shechina. So this origin of life, that is available to creation, that is the source of life that eventually does come into creation. That's what is called Mater Nisa, queen, or Ima Tato, lower, lesser mother, or Shechina. Why is it called Shechina? Miloshen v'shachanti b'seicham. Shechina means an indwelling. As it says, I will dwell within them. Al shem shemoke zeh ureishis is galus eden seif. But this doesn't mean that this level of energy that is available to the world is actually present within the world. It is called indwelling because it is the origin of that which will be indwelling. It is the origin of that chayus which eventually does enter into the created state. But it itself is still above creation. Only it is the potential, it is the origin for the creation. Because it makes available to the world, in other words, it creates the state of revelation, it takes that which is permanently concealed, and it brings it to a state of revealed, of revelation, even though it's still much too high to enter into the created being, specifically in each world specifically and so on, but at least it has transformed the unrevealed, the hidden, to revealed. And then, eventually, from it will come an energy, a ray, a glow, that will be able to animate and fill the creation in actual, as an actual life-giving and creative force. From this origin of life, each creature and each world gets its specific life, and that specific life is actually clothed and dwells within that created being. And that's why it is, the whole thing is called Shechina, including also that part which is only the origin of the life that will come into the world, but is still higher than the world. That's also why it is called the mother of the children, because it is the origin of the life, not the life itself. Al derech mashal, Ukneses Yisrael, and it is also called the community of Israel. It's called Knesset Yisrael, the gathering, the community of Israel, because from it will eventually emanate and become created the specific souls of Atzilus and Briah. But all of this detail, all of this breakdown, multiplicity, all comes from this one place, the origin of all of existence and life, that is called the Shechinah. Just as the light of the sun spreads and radiates from the sun itself, it's not the sun that spreads itself throughout the world into the various rooms and so on, but rather rays of the sun. In the same way, the Shechinah is the origin, is the essence of that life and that creative force that will be available and present within the world. It is not the essence of God, but it is the essence of creative power which is contained within God, just as with the neshama. There is the koyach, the chai be'etzem, that is much higher than the life of the body, but it is at least a source for that life which will be in the body. Whereas the essence of the neshama can't even be described as a source of what will eventually be the body's life. In the Hayyim game for the 28th of Iyar, which is also the 43rd day of the Imer, the Rebbe writes that Be'echad Hachizyenes Laila, in one of the night visions, Shero HaTzemach Tzedek Es Rabbeinu Hazakin, the Tzemach Tzedek would see his grandfather, the Alter Rebbe, in during the night in a vision. So in one of those visions, which took place, Beteich Shleishim L'Histalkusei, within the 30 days of the Alter Rebbe's passing away, Omar L'Fanav HaMaimer Al Shleisha Dvarim Ho'Elam Emet, in that vision the Alter Rebbe said for the Tzemach Tzedek, a maimer that began with the pasuk Shloisha Dvarim Ha'olam Eimet. Achre ha-maimer, after the maimer, Omar Lei, the Alter Rebbe said to the Tzemach Tzedek, it says Ish Mazri Atchilo Yeledes Mekeva, that if a man goes to seed first, then the child will be a girl. And if the woman gives seed first, then the child will be male, will be a boy. So the Alter Rebbe said to the Tzemach Tzedek, Ish mazri atchilo yeledes mekeva. The man, if he gives seed first, then he gives birth to a daughter, which means that the daughter is more closely related to the father, because that's what creates the daughter. And zehu imcha. This daughter that is more related, closer to the father than a son, this is your mother. The Alter Rebbe's daughter is closer to her father than the sons, because the daughter relates more to the father. Then, Isha Mazras Tchilo Yeleda Zachar, then when the woman gives seed first, she gives birth to a son, to a boy, Zehu Ata, that boy is you. So the Alter Rebbe's daughter is closer to him than his sons, and the daughter's son is closer to her than her daughter's would be. And as he writes in the note here, in the Hayem Yem, that the Tzemach Tzedek refused to accept the position of Rebbe, of leadership, after the Mittel Rebbe passed away. So the famous Chosid, the Peretz Chenigever, finally convinced him and prevailed on him to accept the position, because he gave him the argument that the Tzemach Tzedek is really the rightful heir of the Alter Rebbe, even though the Alter Rebbe had sons. Because since he was the son of the Alter Rebbe's daughter, so the daughter is closer to the father, to the Alter Rebbe, and he is closer to his mother. The Tzemach Tzedek is closer to his mother. So the rightful heir to the Alter Rebbe would be the Tzemach Tzedek.